this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of November 2017, and this is the 694th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm in Harrington Street, that's for Judy, and I'm on my way. Gosh, I don't know what that is. Lots and lots of water. I can't imagine where it's coming from because everything is so dry and it's a very, very hot day. And very strange. I hope it's not a leak somewhere. Today, what did I just say? I was crossing the road and I was saying I was on my way to some Qigong in town. I've been finding it quite difficult to do Qigong at home on these hot days. I like doing Qigong outside, but it's just been so hot and not a good thing actually to stand in the sun for more than 10 minutes with our very high UV penetration. So I've not been doing it, but I did make a decision that I would at least do a little bit each day. And today, anyway, I go to a Qigong class, which is an hour and a half, so that at least doesn't require very much of my self-discipline. I'm standing under one of the ash trees where there's shade as I speak now. There's a blackbird, a baby blackbird, one of those baby blackbirds that are bigger than their parents. It might be a starling. I'm not quite sure, but it's definitely young because it's completely not frightened of me and a bit fluffy. And the ash trees are providing a lovely shade. It was hot all night and it is hot today again. But when I came out, I found that there was a breeze outside, and actually it's cooler outside than in, now that my house has warmed up with the sequential hot days. And with at least another 5 days of hot weather to come, so I would call that a heat wave myself. But it's very, very nice to be outside and in this breeze. In fact, it makes me realise that it's often much better to be outside than in when it's hot. So I wonder how I can organise my workspace outside, whether that's possible. I shall continue walking because I was so reluctant to go out into the heat. I left it quite late before I left home. Re-rendered. I think I'm wondering whether I've got time to get some pumpkin seeds. Possibly. I shall get some pumpkin seeds on the way in. Now, with this weather, one of the things that happens is that I find it very hard to think. I usually feel slightly nauseous. And Monday usually is my day, is what I call my day off. And so I'm letting myself have this day. off. I'm letting myself have this day off, but that's not what my intention was this morning. So I have been quite inconsistent about how I've treated Mondays. Often I've done very little work, but it still felt that it ought to be a work day. So I'm reminding myself that Mondays are not work days. It's a bit different because I'm doing this NaNoWriMo and committing myself to writing a bit every day. So I want to keep that commitment up, but I will allow myself far fewer words on a Monday. And I'll be doing those when I get back home. I haven't been working on this morning. And I have another little list of tasks that should be quite easy, that just require me to do things like printing off. And things like that. I can't remember what the rest of the list is, so it's good that I've wrote it down. It's that wind, I'm wondering whether it's going to stop you from being able to hear me. I'm really glad that I do have Qigong on a Monday afternoon because it gives a sort of focus to the day. And it really spells the beginning of the week in a good way. It centers me, calms me, and it also usually re-energizes me as well. And I can't think of a better way of embracing the week to come. So my main challenge at the moment is really how to deal with hot weather. Being Tasmania, sometimes we don't get hot weather in the summer, although that's not very common. These last 10 days are probably hotter than the entire summer we had last year. And they could be the end of the summer. Or they could mark a summer that was going to be continue like this. And one of the things I found myself doing this morning, straying to, was whether there were any really, really super cheap flights to Europe where I could wallow in winter. I think I felt I needed to know that it might be possible, even though I probably won't act on it. I just needed to know that if things got really bad, I could. I'm just coming up to the Whole Foods shop now for my pumpkin seeds. So I'm going to pause this for a while. Hello, I'm back. I thought I'd be continuing this podcast at the bus stop, usually after Qigong, if I don't get a lift. I have a half hour wait before the bus comes, and it's a good time to upload a podcast, and depending on what else is going on around me, it's quite a good spot to finish a podcast. But as I came out of Qigong, I saw the previous bus, rather late, trundling along, so I raced after it and caught it. So I didn't really have an opportunity to finish the podcast outside. It is a little bit cooler now, and the bus was air-conditioned, which made me wonder whether the best thing to do tomorrow would be to just go on lots of bus rides. The forecast is for 31 tomorrow, and having a little cool spot on a bus could be quite an interesting way to spend the day. It would be better on a train where it would be easier to work, but I'm just pondering about how that might work, whether it could work, whether just going on a sort of half hour bus ride might be quite nice. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I do hope that you've had a good day today. I, as you know, have had a bit of a dithery day, and I'm completely blaming it on the heat, taking no responsibility myself. I, on my way from the bus stop just now to home, I was passing a woman who was watering her garden, and she was saying how it was too hot. And so I told her about my fantasy of going somewhere where it was winter, and she said, "Oh, I'm going in 2 weeks, and I'm so glad I booked." I was able to vicariously enjoy her anticipation. So I do hope that you're more comfortable in whatever weather is, or whatever heat or cold you're in at the moment, that you can keep warm or keep cool, whichever you need to do, and embrace it in a more competent way than I am. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.